Florida has more than 100 schools that it labels persistently failing. Those schools have earned D's and F's for several years in a row. Many of them suffer from high poverty and high teacher turnover. The issues facing parents, teachers, and students in such schools are complex. Now a House panel has unveiled a plan that would change the way the state deals with such situations. I'm Lynn Hatter. The Jefferson County School District in rural North Florida is the poster child for failing schools. The last time the district earned a C was in 2011. More than half of Jefferson High School students have been retained at least once. The district has cycled through teachers, principals, administrators, even superintendents. There's frustration to go around.
I'm upset. I'm upset because I feel like our district failed the kids, failed the teachers.
They are truly disgusted with how far down our school system has gone.
On that, I don't know what we're going to do. That's why I came down here and sat all day.
If this were a business, it's already gone bankrupt.
That was Jefferson teacher Terry Clark, County Commissioner Betsy Barfield, former Superintendent Al Cooksey, and former State Board of Education member John Padgett, all speaking within the past year. Jefferson recently made the decision to consolidate its two schools into one and convert that school into a charter. It was done under mounting pressure from state education officials. But Jefferson is not the only school system with such problems, and its circumstances are not unique.
Alachua, Bay, Brevard, Broward, Collier.
Dave, Representative Chris Latvala is reading a list of districts with chronically failing schools.
Gadsden, Hamilton, Hillsborough, Indian River, Jefferson.
There are about 115 schools on the state's failure list, and they hold some 77,000 students. In 2015, the Tampa Bay Times captured the plight of students and families in five schools identified as failure factories in Pinellas County. Pinellas School Board Vice Chairwoman Renee Flowers says there are many reasons why schools fail.
I want you to look at a holistic approach to the way that we address the problem. It is not just money. It is not just teachers. It is not just the community, but it's all of us. It's like if you take a leg off a four-legged stool, you're gonna wobble. All we're asking is that when we wobble, you give us the help to put that leg back underneath that stool so we can sit comfortably.
They basically are looking for a Hail Mary. This is our own version of a Hail Mary to our kids in these communities, but it's one that I believe will be caught.
Representative Latvala is sponsoring a proposal aimed at replacing failing schools with what he calls schools of hope. The measure seeks to break the failure cycle by incentivizing charter schools to set up shop near traditional schools that are chronically failing. The bill provides about $200 million for them to do so. Republican Representative Manny Diaz says the chronically failing schools have had years to improve, but they've not been able to do so, despite receiving millions in extra state and federal funding.
$921 million from federal funds in Florida earmarked for academic success targeting this exact population. $843 million in categoricals in state funds targeting these same populations. Results, the same. At what point do we say enough is enough?
Charter schools under Latvala's proposal would have to have a proven track record of success dealing with similar student populations and have college attendance rates greater than 80%. But the move troubles Democratic Representative Larry Lee, who says failing schools are often a reflection of troubled communities. And he points to another model the state could consider, community schools, which integrate public health and social services into the school.
They even in some schools, and one of them that I visited, had a laundry room in the school where they had a washer and dryer, where they literally, the child had an extra pair of clothes. And what these community schools do, they bring the community in. I am a firm believer in that old African proverb, it takes a village to raise a child.
And Democratic Representative Chevron Jones, a former biology and chemistry teacher, says replacing one type of school with another is not the answer for parents working multiple jobs and students with very real problems.
These were students who were coming into this classroom who my first period of the day who parents were not home in the evening. Students came to the classroom high. Students came to the classroom, had not eaten breakfast. This is the reality that we're speaking of.
Jones went from being an AP science teacher rated highly effective to teaching at a low-performing school where he was rated needs improvement.
To my colleagues sitting at this table, if you have never been in a classroom with the door shut with 30 students, and if you think that you yourself can change a child just based on because you say that another entity can come in and do it, you are sadly mistaken.
Turning to charter school operators to address failing schools passed overwhelmingly in the House Education Committee, and Senate Education Chief David Simmons has expressed support for the idea. Whether something like it will work is yet to be seen. Jefferson County Schools has become the state's first charter school district, and the experiment will begin in the fall. In the meantime, state and local communities will continue to grapple with how best to address the causes of failing schools, which include breaking the cycles of poverty that often contribute to them. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.